Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. I think it's now the right time to thank Matthias Angala. And as it has always been the case, this is your Economic Conversational Program. It's your Economic Conversational Program that is running from 6 until the hour of 7:30 in the morning. And we would like to greet you wherever you are finding yourself. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are going back home. Some of you are busy planning on how to plan about the day, the week, and indeed how the month is going to be. And whatever you do, just make sure that you do it to the best of your ability, because nobody is coming to save you. No one owe you anything. And it's always very important also to make sure that, whatever you do, whether you are in business, you are a professional, you are in academia, make sure that whatever you do, do it to the best of your abilities. And people do not owe us anything. But what is also very important is that you cannot do it without people. No people that you can pick. No also people that you can work with. Know your team. Know the level of the friends that you have. And also ask yourself, if I'm into this deal, I'm into this business, am I in a team of people, or am I in a cage? Because there is always progress, and there is always time where things are not going well based on people that we pick, but it's something that we learn with time. But yeah, that is a conversation of another day. So we are always very happy to be here, like we are always telling you, at Early Morning Scoop, at your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, is that we discuss business, we discuss economics, we discuss issues that are related to bread and butter, and we are always trying to look at how we can assist in terms of developing different view, different conversation about how we approach things, because there is always new idea, new technique, new plan, and also new implementation way of how to do things, not the way they have been. People are looking at NDP6 with both eyes, especially also us. We are looking at it to say, how can NDP6 not end up being like other NDPs? Then we start talking about, we were faced by COVID-19. There were unforeseen circumstances. There were global war. There is change in trade. The system is A, B, C, and D. But how can, what can we learn from the past, 35 years? What can we learn from the past plans to do it differently, particularly, NDP6 and also other developmental plans? And we look at what is happening in the world in terms of trade, what is happening in the world in terms of global politics, what is happening in terms of trade relations, what are the policies saying, how are the tariffs going, what are the global powers deciding on trade affairs, and what are the financial institutions saying. And we look also at various reports, we analyze various reports, we also look at, political communication or policy communication from political leaders, because through those policies which are developed, through those political communication that work are being done or work are stopped being done, and it's impacting the economy. That's why we are always indicating to you to say, discussion of the economy must not be isolated from the discussion of life, because economy has always been part of human being. Through civilization, people have been trading. There have always been resources distribution. There have always been scarcity of resources. And even in an animal kingdom, it's a powerful, it's a powerful, don't want to say it's a powerful lion, but it's, when you look at the family of gorillas, it's the most powerful gorilla who is able to find food, who is also having more than one wife, you understand. And that is how the economy have always been working. And when you look at human being, there has always been, at the center of human history, there has always been, resource distribution, scarcity of resources, civilization, war in different civilizations are caused by resources, trade, gold, individuals, slavery, those things are motivated by, you know, the economy, colonialism, and all those things. That's why we are saying the discussion of economy must be central to all human discussions, because if we don't discuss economic affairs, we'll never get things right. We'll never acquire resources that we were supposed to acquire, and we will never direct our country the way, you know, it has to be or it need to be. So that is it. And the other thing that we also advancing and we also advocating for is that at this conversational program, we allow everybody to contribute. We allow everybody to come on board and give their views and opinion about how things are being done. You can give your constructive criticism, because as we are always saying, it's not only a one-directed conversation, but it's up to us to educate one another. It's also up to us, whether you are an economist, you are a business mover, a policy maker, you are a researcher, discussion of this require perspectives, requires views, and also required different approach on how to deal with matters. So that's why we are always saying we always encourage and we welcome those different opinion and views, and even criticism, actually, as long as you have a solution to the problem, as long as you have an alternative way of doing things, and that is the only way that we grow. So before we go to what we have internationally, and also what we have on the table today, so it's very crucial that we are always advising you to say, for you to follow economic matters, for you to be good citizens who, you know, are able to keep up with what is happening in terms of trade, in terms of local development, in terms of, you know, international development. Just make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia. When you follow us at our social media platform, follow us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram, then you will not miss out anything related to business, economics, food security, and also global relations. And what is happening in terms of governance, in terms of policies, in terms of you know, infrastructure development and all the sectors of development. So follow us in our social media platform, like our page, share our page, because who are following you will be able to follow us. Then they will become a good citizen who also understand what is going on and also can see what area you can contribute to, you know, national development, and what role can you play in that aspect. So the other thing that we also need to look at is that we have the Villager newspaper. That is, of course, it's an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. The Villager newspaper is that e-paper that you can download. You can subscribe to it is at this number, 081-241-44, 081-241-44. Send your name and save that number into your phone, and you'll be able to receive that e-paper via WhatsApp every morning in those 3 days I have mentioned, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So we are saying, if you are a researcher, you are international relation analyst, you are a student of you can be a student of media, student of international law, student of business, student of science, student of engineering, and every other sector that is centered in development, make sure that you read the Villager newspaper, because that is where you get perspectives. It's where you also get, you know, what is happening in the country and how can you expand your research. Because as we have always been saying, there's nothing which drives innovation better than the research and a new way of advancing the existing knowledge. So when you read the Villager newspaper, you make your life more easier, you make yourself more updated, and when you enter those boardrooms, when you enter those discussions, you are not only an individual who's saying yeah or okay, but you can bring content, you can bring context, and you can also bring confidence to the research institution that you are in. So that at least at the end of the day, you become productive enough, and you become that you know, good citizen who not only speaking but speaking content and also applying those, ideas, to change, Namibia. Because at the end of the day, there must be an output, which is a productive Namibia with a citizen who, you know, understand what is going on, locally and internationally. The other thing, there are always those who are asking questions about, the frequency, and we are indicating to you that, in the world of digitalization, in the world of advancement, make time, and we are speaking very slowly. And just think about this. When you talk about the Eagle FM, think about this. How many apps in your phone that you have? Take your phone, look at it. How many apps? How many of those apps are Namibian made? And how many of those are productive enough? If you have to ask those questions, just look at your phone. What is occupying the memory of your phone? And, when you are saying the easier way to access us, and how much time do you spend on TikTok, and how much time do you spend on scrolling? But if you are indicating to you that take time, download the Eagle FM app, because it's not only that you download it for the sake of having it, but access to economic discussion platform, because now you can listen at the radio from your phone just by downloading that app. When you download that app, your life become more easier, because unlike the radio that you can leave somewhere, either in your car or at home, but the phone, you are having it everywhere. Whether you are traveling to Japan, you are traveling to Cairo, you are traveling to New York, you are traveling to anywhere in this world where you have internet, the Village Eagle FM app, you can use it. Take it. And when you just open that, when you just open Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to the program which are already on air, like currently now. And you can also, be able, to follow suit on the previous programs. That is through podcast. And, in a situation that you were busy doing something when that program was on air, then by the time you come on the radio, there's another program that, you can only go back to podcast, then you'll be able to listen at your own time, at your own pace. And yeah, you can also listen to us online. Press in the Eagle FM Namibia, press home, see what is coming through, then you listen to the program which are on air, and also have access to the podcast. Last but not least, before we go to what we have on the table today, there is Imba app. There's also Imba app that is a digital version of your hymn book. Go to Play Store, go to App Store, download Imba app, make your life more easier. Even if you are a pastor and you forgot your hymn book, or you just do not, know where it is, or you gave it to somebody, but you have a smartphone, you have a tab, that the work phone, take that phone, download Imba app, then you have access to the hymn book, digital version of a hymn book, at the palm of your hand. And the other thing is also that, what is very interesting is not only in Oshiwambo, which is a Hangano, but it's in various other languages such as English, Ocherero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, dear listeners, use Imba app. Be smart enough to know how the world has moved so fast, and also how you can use your smartphone to access variable documents, unlike how it has been in the past. If you don't have it, you just don't have it, but now you have access to that. So you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 7:30. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can look at what is happening internationally. What is happening particularly in terms of trade between the US and China? What is happening in Angola? What is happening in Angola regarding the increment in the oil price? And from there, we'll also look at what is happening locally. And then we touch a little bit on the report of the FedEx report that is looking at the use of, digital technology on, the use of digital technology in terms of financial inclusion, and how many people have bank accounts in Africa, in the world, and if they have bank account, what does it mean? Do they have bank account? Is it, you know, economic viable? And what is it saying about the level of development? Do you only have a bank account for the sake of having it? Or is your bank account productive enough? So we're going to look at those areas. And around 7 there, we are going to have a guest who is going to assist us and talk about digital infrastructure through NDP 6 and what are some of the main digital infrastructure that Namibia need, and what is the productivity of the current digital infrastructure. And we'll touch a little bit on cyber security. Are we armed enough to defend ourselves in a cyber war? Or what are, how is our cyber security, strength in terms of Namibia, and what is the impact of weak cyber security professionals in national development? So stay tuned, stay tuned. We are here until 7:30.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaya njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. And by 7 there, we are going to be joined by a guest who is going to talk to us about digital infrastructure. We'll talk about the digital economy and how we can, see the viability of the the NDP-6. You know, this indicated that the global powers, particularly the global economic powers, that is US and also China, they had the second round of negotiations regarding trades, the trade, second round of negotiation. As you understand that, you know, post January, when Donald Trump started, you know, his second term operating fully, there has been, you know, various changes in terms of trade, as U.S. imposed a lot of tariffs, particularly due to, you know, changes in global realignment in terms of economic and international institutions, such as the expansion of BRICS. I know you have seen that there is imposition of tariffs, even to our country, it's imposition of tariffs. But where it stands now, there are 50% tariffs against China when they are exporting to US. On the other side is, you know, around 30.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Warm up with Red Hot Deals at WB. Get 750 grams CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Polana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg Surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month-end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Get social with us.
Yeah, we are continuing with the early morning scoop. As we indicate that United States and China, they hold trade talks regarding, you know, their standing in terms of what can be done regarding this imposition. And, you know, the history of China and the U.S. in terms of trade, these have always been competitive, you know, powers in terms of trade. So you understand that China is one of the countries in the world with fast-growing economy and is one of the countries with bigger population. However, its influence in the world have been seen not only in terms of military, but mostly in terms of business, in terms of economy. You look at China's relation with Africa, China's relation with Asian countries, and the strength of China in terms of you know, economic standing and its influence, either at World Bank, World Trade Organization, United Nations, and indeed being the leading figure in formation of BRICS, and also transformation of global economy. Then you understand U.S. have been a global superpower in terms of military and also the economy, in terms of technology. And there has always been competition from science, technology, cultural affairs, and also new innovation between China and the U.S. And these two countries have long relationships. But as it's standing now, under the leadership of Donald Trump, the average U.S. tariff from China export is standing at 51.1%. And also, when you look at the average tariff on U.S. export at 32.6%, you understand that there have been a lot of retaliation, and there's also been a lot of negotiation going on. So the negotiation reached the second round. And let us look at what is happening.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's Vice Premier He Lifeng leading delegations into a second day of trade talks in the Swedish capital, aiming at the very least to extend a truce on tariffs. Negotiations yesterday lasting more than 5 hours with no official statement released on progress. Both sides in mid-May agreeing to ease off on any action that would worsen tensions on trade. They now face another deadline with pressure on to reach a more lasting agreement by the 12th of August. And Will Denslow joins us now live from Brussels. Will, as we mentioned, no official statement after the first day of talks, but we have heard the trade rep on social media saying conversations are going in the right direction.
Well, we understand that a short while ago, the two delegations adjourned for a lunch break, and there's still plenty for the two sides to chew over when it comes to this trade relationship. Heading into these talks in Sweden, there was plenty of optimism that at the very least, a extension could be reached on this tariff truce. Of course, with the deadline fast approaching, currently set at August 12th. The real question, though, is whether these talks can foster any wider agreements on some of the systemic underlying issues the two sides have.
Yes, that is what's happening in terms of trade. And let us see if there's still no statement which is released. And the whole world look at that. It may look like it's far. But when there's a saying to say when two bulls are fighting or when the elephants are fighting, it's the grass which is suffering. And U.S. and China, they have a long history. They have a long history in that aspect. They have a long history in that aspect. And, it's up to you to look at. Let us see what is happening in Angola. It is indicated that, recently Angola increased, the price of diesel as part of its plan to reduce, fuel subsidies and also to strengthen public finance, from the price which rose from 400 kwacha per liter, it rose to 400 kwacha per liter from 300 kwacha. From 300 kwanzas to 400 kwanzas per liter. And it is indicated that, around 5 people were killed and 400 more than 400 were arrested due to, protest and, the infighting between, or the crash between the concerned citizens and also government forces. So let us look at what's happening in Angola and also need to ask ourselves to say what is going on, who is influencing this, and what are some of the new developments in terms of oil in Angola. And, there have been a lot of development which is happening, particularly in terms of investment. However, in terms of what we are seeing now, is that, it's a different way of, approaching things. And what is the impact this has to Namibia also? If you have a situation like this in Angola, which has been one of the countries which Africa is looking up to, Africa is looking into, especially when it's come to intensifying of trade. As you understand that the government of Zambia, for example, bought around 26 stakes in Robito refinery project. We also given an offer there because Angolan oil have been seen as cheaper. And just need a little bit of being refined and also to be traded not only in Africa but with the globe. But seeing what is happening now, is this the end of João Lourenço? Or is he going to end up like José Eduardo dos Santos? Or is a new development in Angolan politics? How is the Angolan economy so far? So as it is stated that around 500 people were arrested due to fuel price protest. And let us see the development in that context. Let us see the development in that context and how things are going to be handled if you look into that case.
people died and more than 500 were arrested during 2 days of protests in Luanda, police said on Tuesday. Demonstrations erupted in the Angolan capital on Monday over the government's decision to raise the price of diesel by more than 30%. The move prompted minibus taxi drivers to go on strike. We're having troubles with taxis, there are no customers for us to sell to, and all the shops are closed. Police reported the destruction of around 20 public transport buses. Private cars were also damaged and about 45 shops were vandalized. Before acting, it is necessary to think because they might be harming themselves. And all the things that have already been destroyed will be needed in the future. They are not just harming themselves. The two-day demonstration saw clashes between law enforcement and protesters. Police said on Tuesday that order had been restored in most parts of the city.
As detenções vão continuar. Portanto, nós temos dito desde ontem que nós temos imagens.
The arrests will continue. We have said since yesterday that we have images and information about the people committing these acts, and they will continue to be detained. More than 400 people have been arrested overnight. We have official channels for citizens to make reports, whether through social media, at police stations, or via officers on the streets.
Contactos com polícias ou com unidades que possam fazer recurso.
Similar protests were held against the fuel hikes earlier this month. Human Rights Watch had accused the police of using excessive force against a largely peaceful demonstration.
O juízo é para o povo angolano, não é para eles que governam. E nós, como somos dirigentes, eu sou mesmo ativista das mamazungueiras, sou mesmo chefe para as mamazungueiras, a nível nacional me conhece. Por isso que eu tenho que sair para apelar um bocado para ver se João.
Yes, that is what is happening on the other side of, not on the other side, but in our neighboring country. That is what's happening in our neighboring country, Angola. And looking at oil price increased. Some of the strategies used by government to reduce the subsidies of, oil and to save the economy. And, one thing that is very dangerous in the economy is energy. One thing which is very dangerous in the economy is energy, and also very crucial to drive development, because if you don't have fuel, if you cannot afford fuel, because remember, if you increase the price of fuel, it means that, those who are in logistics, they are also going to up their gear because they also do not want to lose. So who is that burden going to be to? It's going to be to an ordinary citizen who is using transport, particularly public transport, taxi drivers, and those who do not own the means of production. Because if you don't handle oil very well, then you risk the devastation of particularly informal business, because informal business in Africa hold, is a backbone of the economy. It's the same with us, because if you don't handle oil price very well, then you are defeated. And it's the same with power and electricity. It's the same with electricity, because if you don't handle that very well, you will never develop without energy. And you will never develop without logistics, because logistical hubs is where the materials are coming in, is where you are trading out, is where you are getting resources. But if you don't handle that very well, because if you look at 500 people arrested and four of them killed just in 2 days in Angola, and Angola has already been known as it has been quiet, but it know a history of civil unrest. If you look at between 1995 and 2000, there have been a lot of civil unrest, which have also devastated Angolan economy. And is this the beginning of an end, or is something that is going to be handled very well? Because if you don't do anything, you arrest 500 people, it means that something is not right. Because all those 500 people, it's not like they do not know what they are doing. It's their grievance. They are not happy. And I think if they are not handled very well, it can even spill over to us, because remember, we have been having hope in Angola for a very long time regarding oil. If Angola is not able to feed her own people, what about us neighbors? Is this going to impact Ngungura oil also? Because that's some of the questions that you need to ask yourself, because it's part of, you know, it's connected to us. It's connected to us because Angola is, as far as we depend in South Africa, Angola cannot be ignored, because we share common history, common cultural, you know, background, and also economic activity. So, if the 4 people are already killed and 500 are arrested in terms of oil, how is it going to be handled? So that's why the other time at Business and Economic segment, we have this discussion to say, what is the cost of continuation of subsidizing? What is the long-term impact of, you know, solving continuation of subsidizing? Because subsidizing, we have been saying, if you continue subsidizing when things are changing, yes, it's good for short term. But in terms of the economy, you are on defensive mode. You are on a defensive mode. If you are in a boxing ring, you are just defending yourself. You are protecting yourself. You are not attacking. And in the economy, you need to attack. You need to play, not only to defend yourself. So those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And what Namibia can learn from this? What Namibia can learn from this? Because looking at where we are, and these are some of the things that we need to address, because looking at where we are as a country, yes, there have been progress, but how are we going to deal with our energy? How are we going to deal with our oil price? Because there is a fund which is continue to defend ourselves. But for how long? Where is that money coming from? What is the long-term impact of solving this issue? And I think these are some of the things that, you know, need to be discussed, especially in oil and gas, you know, summit. It's not only about opportunities also, but it's also about how do you handle the main resource. Because when people speak about, for example, oil discovery in Namibia, the main focus is more on how are we going to get employment, which is very important, but not really how are we going to handle our oil. How are we going to handle it in terms of regulation? How are we going to handle it in terms of, you know, local, you know, people? And also, how are we going to handle it in terms of management of oil? And even green hydrogen, apart from opportunities and energy which is coming from there, how are we going to handle these resources? Because getting something can be very easy, but maintaining it is something which is requires some, you know, knowledge, and also requires some application of cautious when you are dealing with main resources. So yeah, that is it from Angola. That is also some of the things that we need to ask ourselves. But let us go to a commercial break. Then we look a little bit on Global FedEx report. Then from there, we are going to engage our guest regarding digital infrastructure and also related to NDP. 6.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month.
Yes, let us look at Global FedEx report, our Global FedEx report of 2025 that is produced by World Bank, and is trying to understand financial inclusion in development. It's trying to look at financial inclusion in development, and it's based on statistics and study which have been done to look at how many people are included in financial services. And when we are speaking about the Global FedEx report, it's also very crucial also to compare it with where we are as a country, particularly when we have been speaking about Namibia financial system. We have been speaking about Namibia financial system, and just recently, as I indicated to you, like yesterday, to say get time and go to Bank of Namibia website and download financial sector transformation strategy to see where the country is going in terms of finance, in terms of financial services, and compare it with the previous strategy and see where we can get in, because this is not just a strategy at high level, but it's something that you need to get into if you're a business person, if you are a researcher, you are a concerned citizen, or you are you want to know, or you want to partake in national development. Look at where the finance is, what are the investment, and why can you play your role. Yes, looking at the 2025 version of Global FedEx report, which is based on a survey which was done by around 145,000 adults in 141 economies throughout 2024. There is various indicators, particularly when talking about financial inclusion. But looking at it worldwide, it was indicated that 79% of adults have accounts and or have bank accounts, which they are also using financial institutions with a mobile money provider. And the number has, increased from, 74% in 2021. Then we go down to look at former saving, how many of people have access or participate in saving. And we also need to ask ourselves these questions to say, what happened to you in the next 3 months if you are not able to get that business deal anymore, or if you are sick, you are not able to go to work? How is your saving? How many percentage are you saving? Is it 2% or is it 0 or is it none? So when it is indicated that, in as of 2024, 40% of adults in low and middle income economies saved using, accounts. And it's also indicated that, 16%, they show of 16% increment in terms of saving that is now in low and middle income. So, although the economy is not doing very well, we have been seeing that there have been a lot of improvement in terms of access to finance and also saving. And when when we spoke, for example, of saying 79% of adults have accounts, is it accounts, are these accounts productive or just for the sake of having accounts? Because one thing to have an account, it's one thing also to have an account which has something. Or it's one thing to have an account but it's on minus, rather than having an account which has something. So those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, although you have access to infrastructure, how are you standing economically? And looking at there is also a concern, particularly in the increment of mobile, you know, the using of mobile phone, using of e-banking. It was indicated that despite advancement in this access to accounts, it was indicated that many people remain without mobile phones or financial accounts also required. So let us look at issues which are related to saving. Issues which are related to saving. It was also stated that in this report, more than 50% of adults, particularly in the lower income countries, do not have, and this is how you are going to use it. Do not have, passwords to their accounts. Do not have passwords, and majority of these are women. So, in terms of protecting our finance, we are lagging behind. In terms of protecting our finance, we are lagging behind. But it's up to us to go and expand on that research. It's also up to us to go and read that report. It's accessible. It's accessible. Go to World Bank page. Download the Global FedEx database report. Then you see where you are standing. Because that is a global perspective. It's also up to you to go and dissect it. And also see where you are standing as a country. And also positioning yourself to say, if the report is saying majority of women, although they have accounts, do not have sophisticated passwords, or they do not have passwords to their mobile, to their cell phone saving account, they do not have that. They do not care about protecting their finance, and that is one of the things that we need to look at. And also, what is very important also, what can we learn? What can we learn from this? Because it's always very crucial to say, it's one thing to have an account. It's also the other thing also to have a productive account. As the figures are indicating, most owners of mobile phones accounts have, although only half of adults in sub-Saharan Africa have password to their phones and also to their e-banking account. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 7:30, and in few seconds, in 1 minute or so, we are going to be in contact with Arona Indongo, just to look at the NDP6, and also to look at the infrastructure, digital infrastructure. And we are going to touch a little bit on the what is the best investment in technological infrastructure, and what is the contribution of digital infrastructure to economic development of the country. So stay tuned. We are here until 7:30.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoywe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatimwe mbali hea hi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile konderewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu atatu o mafilane egelesa the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Yes, as I indicated earlier on, we are continuing with the early morning scoop. We are looking at NDP 6, particularly regarding digital infrastructure. It was indicated that, NDP 6, that by 2030, Namibia will be a player in global digital economy with improved access to technology from 28% to 70%. So, as I indicated earlier on, I will be joined by a computer scientist, Arona Indongo, just to help us unpack. Good morning, Arona.
Yes, good morning, Mr.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
No, I'm doing very well, and I think the listeners are also doing very well. Let us look at NDP 6 and its ambitions to increase access to technology from 28% to 70%. Maybe the first question that we need to start, you are in this field of technology. You are one of the few young scientists also who are lucky enough also to have an understanding of this new development in technology and also see Namibia post, 1990. So to you, what do you think is the best investment in terms of technological infrastructure? What do you think this need to be directed into?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dave. I also want to thank the listener for Eagle FM. So in the question, the best investment for the technology infrastructure, I think, is this, we need to focus on the invest more on the technology that can make internet to be accessed to everyone.
Yeah.
Because even now, the 4G that we have, our people, they are still...
Yes. Hello?
And they are still routing and routing. Mm. But now we put more... some amount or investment on the 5G to make it easy for the research. Mm. Even the business, they can also make their thing to work properly.
Mm.
The other thing, again, we also need to focus on the data center and the cloud infrastructure, which where to what just to find the what the suitable storage of our information,
mm.
and also to make sure that our information they are in the secure place and mm. they cannot be hacked by the cyber attack.
Yeah.
So the other one,
yes.
The other one, we can also focus on the national digital ID system to make sure that our ID it cannot be accessed by the internet. Not always killing your ID and so on, but in other points, people you can use the internet or online visa or online ID, like the way now Minister of Home Affairs come up with that kind of good initiative for online visa and everything that the process that they are having now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the best ones that we can focus so we can improve our technology infrastructure.
Yeah, let us look at Namibians in general, particularly those who are at rural area. In your view, do you think moving to this new in initiatives in the digital platform, do you think many Namibians have access to digital infrastructure, either young adults and also old people? Do you think they have access to that, apart from now increasing, apart from looking at 5G investment?
Yeah, I think that the process to make them to get an access with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you said that if we talk about the rural area, there are some areas that they don't have even the network tower.
Mm-hmm.
So and that one is also another one of the investments. You just remind me that one also is a crucial investment that we need to make and or to allocate on that network tower. You go to that side of people Angwena, people Shikoto, there's no network. They are still trying. People they are still struggling to make a call because there's no a clear network or network connection is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And with the 5G, it can work with that one.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have a network tower available, so the 5G it can also be suitable for our community and also it make also our constituency and our community to grow with a business investment.
Mm-hmm.
So business investor can only make or I can only open my mini market there if there's a suitable network.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I cannot.
Even to communicate to the police if you are attacked.
Yeah.
Yes. You spoke about data storage, and I was at cybersecurity event where one of the speaker also spoke about, you know, Africans, we employ foreign companies to store our data. Where are we standing in Namibia in terms of data storage? Who is keeping our data, and how do you think that will assist us in working well with our technological infrastructure?
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Dez. So that question is a critical question. So because it's sensitive at the same time to receive who is storing our data or who is controlling our data.
But okay.
Our government they have that the police claim that they can control and they know who they can keep and who they can trust.
Mm.
But I'm sure our government they have that 100% mandate and power to control our data, because they also attach and also they attach them also to the world police.
Mm-hmm.
And also African police regarding to the our personal data or the data of the people or citizens.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of creating a data center, who is going to be maybe how is the data center operating, and just to give us a picture for somebody who is listening without maybe understanding of technology like me.
Okay. With that, the data center, the government is the one that is controlling with a department.
Mm-hmm.
that with a department or with a flame that we're going to regulate our data, including the Ministry of ICT, and also we also have a CRAN, it's one of them, and also all the stakeholders, either MTC, Telecom, any stakeholder who is involved in there, they're also the one that is responsible for our data center, because our data center is not only controlled by one single party, it's controlled by a lot of parties.
Mm.
Recently, we heard how our data was hacked, or some of the files, and you know how we get how we get to understand how the involvement of our all stakeholders was taking place. It's our thing, and then we have to make sure that we put everything in accountable and also to regulate our data, because they are the sensitive things that we need also to make sure that we monitor and we make sure that we keep on the safe place.
Mm-hmm. Before we go to, I have a question before we go to the contribution of, let us get it straight to, what is the contribution of, technological infrastructure to the economy? Just to look at investment in data center, for example, investment in a network tower, investment in better technological device. How is this benefiting the economy for somebody who is into business or somebody who wants to enter business? What is the importance of that?
Okay, it has a good contribution to our economy, because as I said, everything, whatever we do. We do because of the network that we have, or the good technology infrastructure that we have.
Yeah.
If we have the weak or the bad one, then no one wants to do a business in Namibia or in your area or in your village, because there's nothing that can make them to either to make a research, either to support the system that they have.
Mm.
You have an open market there, and then you have a system. The
mm-hmm.
system on the technology infrastructure which is there. So it makes, once we have that good, it will boost our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it also boosting our productivity. You know, if when you are doing agriculture, and then you have that drone and robotic, instead of using the traditional methodology of controlling pests, now you are using the drone just to control the pest. In that way, the productivity is already there, because your crops, you can able to control the pest, and then you're gonna get a good production or a good yield end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we go to cyber security issue, there was a question which was raised to say, the Minister of Information Communication Technology, for example, is the one who the main runner in implementation of that. But when you look at, for example, people are asking to say, where are we standing in terms of our capabilities? Because up to now, if I want to apply for a job in government, even the Minister of Information itself, I have to apply manually. Where are we standing in terms of that? How long is going to take us? And as somebody from the digital technology industry, how long do you think it's going to take us to reach that goal that we put on the table? Let us start with the ministry first, then we look at how long maybe to reach that goal by NDP6.
Yeah, with that one, it will not really take us too long. As long as we just need to have a plan of how we are going to start.
Mm.
Because and that one is a system that our people they need.
Mm.
Because instead of applying the government post in the hard copy,
mm-hmm.
so you can apply in online. So I think that one is just an arrangement from the ministry or the department to make sure that, okay, let's now put our form digital. Because they can either apply hardware or digitally. So, and that one, it will not take long, as long as we're going to have that. Okay, here's our timeline or milestone of our project converting now hard copy method to the digital one. Then I can even say maybe it can even take two months to make sure that everything now is available on digital.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us look at cybersecurity. Cybersecurity continue to be a challenge of, to public sector and also private sector infrastructures. And it is noted that Africa is losing between 4 to 10 billion every year due to cyber attacks. Now, Namibia being one of the countries which is also vulnerable, what is the best way to handle cyber attacks in Namibia? How do we deal with that? Because I was also shocked, like 2 weeks ago when I was attending this international cybersecurity conference. The same week that Shuarongo municipality was hacked, and they took some data there, and they started negotiating with the municipality. They want to be paid before they expose the data. So what is the best way to deal with this global a challenge?
Okay, with that, I think cybersecurity must be a multiple layer out and progressive. Because with some strategy like national cybersecurity strategy, one of it, like now I'm referring to the entire Africa, like every country needs to have a clear policy, cyber policy, and the regard plan, and also action plan of how to prevent that kind of activity to happen in their system and in their country. And also for Namibia have a cyber security policy plan. But
Just hold on.
Product and not the brand. Pay only 149.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lavis disposable nappies, 49.99 Namibian dollars for 2 kilo Surf hand washing powder, 2 liter Sunlight Fabric softener, just 46.99 Namibian dollars. And 750 milliliter Sungel dishwashing liquid costs only 16.99 Namibian dollars. That's USAVE prices. Where you save, I save. We all save at USAVE.
Yes, let's continue.
Okay. And the other thing again is also the public to private partnership. So like tech company and the bank and also telecom must collaborate to build a secure system. The secure system, like whereby now the public also must have also the informed of how they can prevent that the kind of activity that always happen on the online or internet, and also the other thing, also cyber security awareness and training. So this one it must be continuous and must happen also day by day, even at the workplace, at least before or maybe in staff meeting day. The company and the ministry, when they are doing the staff meeting, they must also bring that one just to get and to give awareness to their worker, and also and the Ministry of ICT must also starting funding the program to go along all the radio and also the TV, just to give such a radio and to start educating our people about this cyber security attack that's happening, because our people they end up victims because they don't have real information on how to detect this one is an attacker or this one is a scammer. So they don't have those information, but it's our mandate of our ministry and our people to start to get an awareness and also educate it.
Now, maybe before we go to the last question, let us look at this thing of cyber attack. Is technological infrastructure a factor? Do you need a supercomputer to protect yourself against this cyber attack, or do you need better technological devices? Because we need to educate us, because it's one thing to know about how to defend yourself and how to protect your data. It's also the other thing what equipment do you have to protect your data, or you just need a simple computer, or do we need to invest more in that?
Okay, in fact, you don't really need to have a better computer or a device, but what you need a system, a secure system, a strong system that can help you to prevent those kind of attacks. Because for example, if you have an app for a certain bank, and that app is asking you to sign up with a fingerprint, and also to get the OTP and also to put your PIN and use another authentication factor to log in and to sign in. That system is guaranteed that it's a secure article. It has a strong mechanism to prevent. So with a weak system, it makes us to be vulnerable to that cyber attack. Not a device, but it's a system involved. Our ministry or our company, private company, we need to find out, okay, which secure system that we can opt to use in our business before we buy or we pay the license of a certain license from a certain car outside of Namibia. We have to make sure that this system is meet our requirement as a company or as a person. Or if you are now an individual and you are signed up with a certain app because you just saw it on the social media, you have to consider that, okay, all my personal data that I'm going to put there, are they going to be secured or not? So, and how easily it going to be hacked by the hacker or everything, those are the steps that people need to make sure. Or you only receive the link. Are you sure that link is a Reddit or it's a fake link that is the intention of hacking your personal information to be used in some way so that you can either hack your bank account or maybe the other personal information? So we have to make sure that to consider the system itself. That's the only way there.
Yes, Aruna Indongo, thank you very much for your time and thank you for your input.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dave, and thank you,
Eagle
ATM listener.
Yeah. Yes, you got it yourself. You don't need a supercomputer for you to defend yourself from cyber attacks. You just need a secured system. Got that yourself. It's not about the plane. It's a pilot. And you must understand that, you know, you may be using P-51 Mustang Spitfire. That is an old war plane that was used in the Second World War. And somebody is using F-35. You can still win the war. It's how you play. It's not about the good cards given to you. Apparently, it's how you play the cards given to you. So, in terms of digital infrastructure, you have got it yourself. There must be investment in digital infrastructure, especially when you want to drive economic development. Not only in towns, because when you talk about digital infrastructure, it's the same thing when you talk about financial inclusion. It's the same thing when you talk about other infrastructure, because the moment business now, they cannot risk. They do what we call risk assessment. A person cannot do business even if there's a lot of customers, if the business, there's no security there. There's no security. Your business is robbed. And you have to climb on top of the tree to get a network so you can contact the police. Or even if you contact the police, there's no infrastructure. It take you 2 days to send an email. And it don't work like that, because now in the world of digitalization and, connectedness, you need digital infrastructure. And you need people who are trained in digital infrastructure. And the other thing that was said is data storage. You know, it's a security issue to say who is storing data, because the cyber attackers are also listening. But what is very important is that let us invest in ownership of our things. Let us invest in ownership of our things, not to trust people to own our data, because one, that relationship is no more. Because human relationship ends, business relationship also ends. But if the government own our data, instead of giving them to another company to run them for us, we are protecting ourselves. We are also protecting our business, interest. And the other thing also which was stated is cybersecurity to be an imperative in any discussion. You know, there's one thing which was stated by the manager of... data and information system at NVA Fund, Memeridia Maruasa, or something that she mentioned, very important to say. When you look at cybersecurity. At those boardroom discussions, there must be somebody who is speaking in terms of cybersecurity, because as long as you are investing in your personas, in your physical security, you must also invest in the digital security, because it's not useful if you have electrical wire, you have security personnel which are armed with AK-47, but when it's coming to your digital line, it's an open cut. People can still get into your system the other way. So let us invest in that. And even our government, or mostly our government, must prioritize that, to say the world is moving very fast. And not only having a policy in place, but having an action plan, to say you have an implementation mechanism that you are going to use. So you can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We have around 4-6 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we are talking about NDP 6, particularly its ambitions to make sure that Namibia is part of the digital economy by 2030, and looking at policies, looking at implementation mechanisms, what need to be done, by who, and when. And and the other thing also, especially to our young business people and also SME operators, always very good to not to wait from bigger businesses, or also wait from government in order for you to gear up your security. A simple thing like using of an app, is a simple thing like having a bit of a complicated password, a simple thing like changing your password, not just to be your name and the day you were born, or not just the name of your dog or the name of your partner, or not just password at 123, because there was a research which was conducted by CNN which said that no, majority of the people in the US and also in Africa, they think they are clever enough to say, instead of making my password complicated, I make it password at 123, knowing that around 800,000 people have the same password. So it's easier for people to enter into your system where it's an open book. So and the other thing also that we need to look at is also educating ourselves, because although online platform is a bit complicated nowadays, it's also where you are going to, it's the same way that people are now learning, are using AI. To protect yourself from AI, you must also use AI. Because now technology is used to fight itself, but at the end of the day, the human being is the one who is in control of that technology. Because one presenter stated that although technology or computers are smarter than human beings in terms of accessing, analyzing data using different algorithms, you cannot beat a human being, because at the end of the day, you can't. The robots cannot build relationships. They do not have emotions. They don't think like the way we think. So it's up to us to protect our economy. It's also up to us to make sure that what is relevant, especially in terms of this digitalized world, and how can investment in infrastructure, technological infrastructure in particular, can benefit the country's economy. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are almost at the end of our program. We have around 1 minute or so before we come to the end of our program. But what we are always indicating to you, is that do not forget to download the Gale FM app. Make your life more easier. Download the Gale FM app. Make it a priority. Get access to the Villager newspaper. It's out. It's out today. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And what you can do, just to make sure that, You send your name to 081-241-44, 081-241-44. Save that number, then you'll be able to access the Villager newspaper to be able to be sent to you every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. Then you read it at your own pace. That's why we are always stating to say, if you are a researcher, if you are an economist, a policy maker, you are an economic mover, make sure that you download our app, and you also have access to the Villager newspaper. Looking at the summary of what we have looked at today at the Early Morning Scoop, we started with the negotiation between the US and China, particularly regarding the trade war, the tariffs, imposition, where you understand that, US impose tariffs to China, which is, China export now stand at 51.1%, where China average tariff on US export is at 32.6%. And these people, they met and they started discussing. And we also looked at the protests in Angola due to the increase of oil price, which cost the life of 4 people and 500 arrested, and 500 more to be arrested. Let's go to a commercial break. And we can...
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Yes, we looked at the negotiations between the U.S. and also China. We also touched on Angola, where around 500 people were arrested, lost their lives. The crash between the protesters and also the government forces, particularly the police, where citizens are complaining about the price of oil, business is disrupted in Rwanda. And we look at also at Global FIDEX report on financial inclusion, and we look at NDP 6, particularly on the strategic focus area of digital infrastructure by 2030 to be beyond 70%, and everybody to have access to that. And we spoke to a computer scientist regarding this digital infrastructure, what are the main priorities, and how we can protect ourselves. One of the things that we mentioned is data storage, and also strengthening cyber security education. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and wish you to continue listening to programs which are coming, and stay tuned, and goodbye for now.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud,
fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.